Hey, so I know I said I would never, or I don't even know if I said this here, but I have sworn to myself that I would never record in my car again because the noises around are like annoying. But if I'm going to be honest with you, the car is basically the only safe haven that I have. Because when I'm at home, I don't know if I feel 100% comfortable sometimes. I usually am not home alone. And with the podcast, I like to just be by myself. Even though I said I wanted to record with somebody, it's different if I'm doing it by myself. It's like more personal. But my car is, again, my safe haven. I can cry here. I can vent here. I can scream in here. It's literally like my home. My home. My home is my car. Except for my actual home. But it's like, you know, I feel like everybody has this personal connection with their own cars. They're like, it's mine and I can close the doors and be my own little world. Or maybe I'm just a freak and that's just me. But welcome to a new episode of People Really Suck. And I know my intro is different, but I just wanted to kind of clear the air before I were to continue the episode. So I hope you hear me well. I decided to just unplug from the car and I have the phone near my mouth. I am driving safely, do not worry. I am just talking to the phone and my focus is on the road. But this episode, it took me a while to record a new episode only because I've been busy. And that's just life. You get busy, you know, and I've had a lot of things going on and, you know, I'm acting like I've had this crazy life. It's mostly just me with my anxiety. Sometimes like my anxiety kind of holds me back from doing anything, or my depression. And it's okay. You know, sometimes you can get past it and sometimes you can't. And this was the time where I couldn't. And I also was working a lot and stressing out a lot. So I wasn't really focusing on the podcast as much as I would like to. And I didn't have enough, I don't know, I wanted to devote more time and I didn't have the time to devote. As you know, or as you can tell, I'm in my car. I'm finding the time right now. But also this topic, I kind of wanted to gather some research before I were to really talk about it, because it's a pretty complex topic. It really goes to, like, it goes to, I guess, explaining how people view this topic. And my lot of research is not a lot, but I did, you know, talk to certain people. I looked into it. And I want to be able to give like a well-rounded response to this topic. And as you know, with this podcast, I talk about a reason that people suck and maybe a way to suck less, as in a solution to the sucking, or just venting about the people who suck and why they do that and just moving on and realizing that people are just going to suck. They're going to exist. And most of the people suck and some do not suck. But all usually do suck. If you get what I'm saying, it's a dirty one. Okay. So let's get into the topic. As you can see from the title, it is called cheating, because that is what we're going to be talking about today. And I am a person who has seen cheating as well as experienced it on a multitude of levels. And I will start by prefacing, I have learned about what cheating was when I was 13 years old. And I know that's very loaded. You're like, oh my God, what? You were a kid. It's fine. It's fine because I'm over it, but it wasn't fine at the time. But it's something I had to learn to accept, and I'm totally okay with that. But when I was 13 years old, I caught my dad cheating on my mom. And this is the story of what I saw. I don't remember everything to the T, but it's definitely an ingrained memory. So we were living in Poland at the time, and I was doing my homework, and I accidentally deleted my, like, Word document or whatever the fuck file it was. And I was looking for it on the computer. It was the family computer. I was like, where is it? Like, I need this file. Why did I delete it like a dumbass? Mm-hmm. And so if you hear a farting noise, it is my wiper. It's raining. So anyway, I look for this file. I look for the recycling bin and I click on it, and there's like millions of pictures in the recycling bin. I can't find my file, but you know, I can find all these photos. And you know, a little anxious to me. I was like, oh my God, I accidentally deleted like all the family photos that are on this computer. I don't know where I got that thought process, but that is literally what I thought I did. Because you know what anxiety does? It makes you think things that are probably not real. So I decided to click open one of the photos, and I realized it is not a family photo. And also, it's not a nude photo or anything really explicit, but it was definitely something that my dad was trying to hide, hence the recycling bin. I'm not a dumbass, even at 13. So I was like, I called over my mom. I wasn't like anything. I called over my mom. I was like, hey, what are these pictures? LOLs. And she's like, oh, don't worry about it. And obviously from like the way she kind of like said it and from her face, I could tell that it was something that I should worry about. Mm-hmm. So I pushed her and I was like, no, like, can you tell me what it is? And she's like, no, it's okay. Like, I think dad went to a party and he just took a bunch of photos and now he regrets it. My dad was an alcoholic. I think you're an alcoholic for the rest of your life, but, you know, he doesn't drink as much as he used to. But anyway, I was like, okay, whatever, I'm 13, you know. Maybe I'll move on from this. I didn't. It was very obviously ingrained into my memory bank. That's when I realized my dad was capable of hurting my mom to a certain degree, other than what he was doing already. He was also cheating. And from then on, I also learned that he cheated on my mom various times. When I was in her belly, when she was pregnant with me, he cheated. After I was born, he also cheated. It was like with my cousin's godmother. And then he cheated on my mom with this, like, we had a family friend. And that family friend, like, always brought this other family to like our events. Mm-hmm. And so he cheated on my mom with that family's like the mom. So it wasn't like my family friend's mom. It was my family friend's friend's mom. And then he cheated on my mom with like his coworker and his other coworker and his other coworker when we moved back from Poland to here. And that one got way too serious, and he noticed he fucked up, and he actually had the audacity to ask my mom to help him get out of that situation. Can you believe that? He literally just, like, this lady bought an apartment for us to move in together, because I told her we were divorcing. I lied to her, just so I could fuck her. Men are fucking trash. Tell me I'm wrong. And, my mom, I'm sorry, mom, but you were a dumbass, and she helped him. She helped him. And she still stayed with him. I mean, it's not more of a dumbass thing. It's more that she was in love with him, and you do stupid things for love, and that's totally okay. And I do not believe my mom's at fault in that situation. It is clearly my dad's fault. Like, that was crazy. I was literally like, I was like 16. Like, I knew what things were meaning and stuff. And when my mom told me about that, I was like, are you serious? Divorce the man. Are you dumb? But no, it's fine. Love conquers all, right? He said that he loved my mom and he wouldn't leave her. So he eventually obviously did. They got a divorce, but not because of that coworker. The last cheating scandal was when he cheated on my mom with this girl. And I'm saying girl because this is a 20-year younger person. That worked at a store that he would frequent, with my mom, actually. Yeah. He would go in with my mom and they would talk to the same lady, you know, to take care of stuff. So this lady knew that my mom existed. She knew that there was no divorce. Like, they were not happily married, but they were married, and she still went for it. Crazy bitch. And they're married to this day. I wonder how having papers feels like. But that's not the point. That's not my life. I really could give a shit, but that is what I experienced as, you know, as a kid and as a teenager. I knew what cheating was very early on, and that's how I vowed to myself I personally would never cheat, and because I have seen it and experienced it firsthand through my father. And it was funny because when I was with my last partner, my ex-fiance, he swore to me up and down that he would never cheat. And the thing is I'm not a person who, like, talks about cheating. Because I feel like if you have to vocalize that you're not going to cheat, chances are you probably are going to cheat. So, you know, I didn't really vocalize it, but, you know, he brought it up. He's like, don't ever cheat on me. And I was like, trust me, I was traumatized by a cheating father. And I saw the repercussions through my mother. I'm not going to do that. I don't plan on it. It's not a thing that I could do. And, but it did kind of set off a red flag. He did eventually cheat on me. You are all correct. But it did set off a red flag in my head. I just didn't really react to it at first. I was like, that's kind of weird. But he never experienced cheating in any sense of the word, like through his father or anything. His father wasn't in his life. But I don't know about his relationships. He lied to me basically all the time. I don't know if anything he told me is true, but he was never cheated on. So what I have a feeling is that he was the one doing the cheating and he just didn't want to be cheated on because he wanted to have the upper hand. Well, now he has a baby with a girl that used to be my friend, and she is pretending that this baby's father is her fiance and not my ex-fiance. It's very crazy. And how do I know that? It is just speculation. But, you know, I saw the text messages between them. I saw the Snapchats. They were 100% having a relationship behind my back and her fiance's back. That's besides the point. That is my cheating experience. He has a baby now, from what I can gather. And moving on from my cheating experiences, we're going to talk about the different forms of cheating. So for all of you out there, cheating, we kind of have come to know it as sleeping with someone that's not your partner. That is like the most basic form of cheating. Everybody knows about it. And everybody uses it as like the worst form of cheating. And in my opinion, it's not the worst form of cheating. Cheating, regardless, is not good. You know, you do it, you suck. Like, you shouldn't do it, period. If you don't like someone, leave them. You know, if you have feelings for somebody else, leave the person you're with. It's not hard. It really isn't fucking hard. And, but I want to kind of go into depth of these three forms of cheating that I have come to collect through my research and through my own experiences. So the first form of cheating is having sexual relations with someone that is not your partner currently. And I want to stress this out first. I'm not a polyamorous person. I don't know about polyamorous relationships very well, but I know that they exist. And their understanding of cheating is different. I don't know how it is, so I'm not going to speak on it. I only know about monogamous because I'm monogamous. But I 100% support polyamory. Like, you do you, sis. You be happy. I think it's a beautiful way to show love. Like, I honestly, like, it's not something that I could personally do because it's not a me thing. But I 100% respect it and I understand it. I literally, like, I watch polyamorous couples, like, on TikTok. Like, they talk about their lives and stuff. Like, it's super interesting. But again, I don't know what they consider cheating or whatever. Like, I don't know. It might be exactly the same because it would make sense. If you don't tell your partner you're sleeping with somebody else, I think that's cheating. And I believe that they would also think that's cheating because they are very open about their relationships. They consult each other before they get with somebody else. So I would believe it's the same. If they don't tell the other person that they're sleeping with somebody else, it's cheating. So let's go on to this topic. Cheating number one, sleeping with someone else. If you feel a sexual attraction to somebody else that is not your partner, I feel like you have to know that you should break it off with your current partner. Because if you truly love the person that you're with, you're not going to feel any attraction to somebody else. It is not a real, like, it's not real to be like, oh, of course I'm going to want to fuck someone else when I'm with a person. No, you're not. You're not going to want to fuck somebody else. Sure, you're going to find other people attractive. It's impossible not to. There's attractive people all over the world. But doesn't mean you plan on sleeping with them or having a relationship with them. It's different to find somebody attractive. It's different to find somebody sexually attractive and romantically attractive. I need to put that out there. And Johnny Depp actually had a quote. I'm not going to remember it verbatim, but he basically said, if you're really truly, like, okay, so he said, if you love two people at the same time, you don't actually love two people at the same time. If you really truly love the person, like the first person, then you wouldn't have fallen in love with the second person. I feel like it's self-explanatory because it's true. Like, if you really love somebody, you're not going to want to be with somebody else. So that's step one. If you are inclined to cheating, as in sleeping with somebody else, it's a signal to you that you need to talk to your partner about this. You need to probably break up, or, you know, there's always a glitch in the matrix and you could probably sleep on these feelings and see where it goes from there. But don't act on them until you kind of figure out what you want to do. You know, if you start to have feelings for somebody else, sleep on it. See how you actually feel. It could be a glitch. It could be just a friendship feeling and you got confused. Like, who knows? You could just actually just love them genuinely as a person. And it doesn't have to be romantic or sexual in any way, shape, or form. You could just figure that out. And then once you figure it out and you actually do want to sleep with this other person, break up with your significant other. Don't string them along. There's absolutely no reason to do that, like, at all. Like, let them find somebody that truly, genuinely loves and wants to be with them, and you can go figure yourself out. Because the truth is, just because you like someone else doesn't mean that that person likes you back. You can't break up with your significant other and go to this person and be like, hey, you know, let's fuck around. They can still reject you because everybody has their own feelings, duh. But that doesn't mean you need to go back to that person that you broke up with. That just means you truly, genuinely do not have feelings for that person anymore. And you need to move on. Like, regardless of the situation, if you have feelings for someone else, you need to break up with who you are with. Doesn't mean you're going to get with anybody after that. Doesn't mean you won't, but, you know, it just means that your partner is not doing it for you. Or you're just not doing it for your partner and you're a fucking asshole. But just leave them. They would be happier having a broken heart and figuring themselves out and finding love after that than being stuck with you and you're cheating on them, and they'll probably end up cheating on you. And what's the purpose? You have one life. Why are you going to do that? Why are you going to waste your time with somebody you don't even want to be with? It just does not comprehend in my brain. That's why I couldn't possibly cheat. I mean, I'm saying that out loud and it's just like, ooh, red flag. But no, like, because that's the understanding in my brain. And actually, my ex-fiancé agreed with that understanding. But, you know, I don't think he actually did because he cheated. But moving on. The basic term of cheating, which is sleeping with somebody else, I feel like is a very overplayed scenario, because there's so many other ways to cheat and they need to be talked about. But again, I do want to finish this one first topic, which is sleeping with somebody else. We went into that whole, like, if you have feelings for somebody, leave them, blah blah blah. But again, with the whole glitch in the system, you never know how you actually feel. Sometimes your brain is, you know, stupid. You know, you need to figure that out before you decide to break up with somebody you might actually truly love. And maybe you just have some kind of anxieties and it's fucking with your relationship and you need to go to therapy, figure that out. You know, there's so many ways to figure out what's going on with what you're feeling and stuff, because sometimes you leave somebody you truly, genuinely love just because you're afraid of commitment and you didn't realize that. But in the general sense, you don't have to sleep with anybody that you don't need to. You know, you can sleep with your partner. You know, you don't have to cheat. It's not hard. But there's this whole animal instinct, quote unquote. We are humans. We are animals. We are part of the animal kingdom. And I've heard so many times, like, guys be like, oh, you know, I'm an animal. I have to sleep around. Like, I get that. We as humans are one of the only form of animal that have, like, sexual desires and sexual pleasure. Dolphins do too, from what I know. I think it's dolphins. But, like, dogs, cats, giraffes, elephants, they do not have sexual pleasure. They just do it to make babies and reproduce. And dolphins and humans do it to fuck. And so I can't say that that's wrong. You know, some people are actually sexaholics, but they go to therapy for that. And if you are a sexaholic, go to therapy. Figure that out. Don't cheat on your partner. There's no reason to, you know, or figure out an understanding, whatever. But if you're going to use the animal instinct excuse, I think that's such a bullshit excuse, because we all have the same animal instinct and we can choose to not, you know, sleep with someone that's not our partner. We can choose to talk to our partner to see if they're, you know, down to fuck like we are, you know. Or go to therapy, figure it out. See what you can do to cure that sexaholism. Like, I don't think it's a valid excuse to cheat. If you're a person that wants to sleep around, I totally respect that. You do you, but you probably shouldn't be with somebody that doesn't like sleeping around. I know you can't choose who you love, but you can 100% choose to leave them because you might end up loving somebody else that actually gets you. So the second form of cheating, in my opinion, is emotional cheating. Emotional damage. That fucking TikTok, man. So emotional cheating is pretty deep. And I'm going to get to that after this little break. So enjoy the commercial. Hi. Welcome back from the break. I hope you enjoyed that. I decided to go to Starbucks because they have like the Delta Sky Miles like link. So if you buy like coffee, you get miles. This isn't an ad. I just want to tell you about it. So I wanted to do that. I want to get some miles so I could travel. So that's why I did that. I got myself peppermint mocha because it is November and they got the winter season here and peppermint mocha is lit. Anyway, let's get back into the topic. Emotional cheating. Why do I think it's worse than sleeping with someone else cheating? Regardless of what form of cheating, it's still terrible and I would 100% break up with somebody if they used any form of cheating. I don't give fucks, but I think emotional cheating is by far the worst form. And that is because technically you're having another relationship with someone else, just minus the sex. Of course, there is that last form of cheating, which I'm going to go into at the end, which is full-blown having a relationship with somebody else. But this one is kind of halfway there, if not a quarter way. Like, it's almost there, except they just haven't slept together yet. So emotional cheating, the definition is clearly in the word emotional. They're basically cheating on their partner with someone else by having feelings for someone else, by showing this other person, you know, emotions, feelings, that they care for one another. And I have been a part of that too. And I have been in situations where I broke up with somebody because I felt an attraction to someone else because I didn't want to drag them under. But, you know, I kind of saved my ass because when I did have that kind of situation, the guy that I was with would have been super abusive to me. So, you know what? God has a way and everything happens for a reason. And I didn't end up with this guy that I actually broke up with my boyfriend at the time for, but I'm happy I broke up anyway because, again, the guy was super abusive and I saved my own ass. But, you know, the guy that I wanted to be with, he was really hot, so I'm very upset about it. I'm over it now. I was upset about it at the time. But anyway, what is that? Someone threw trash in the middle of the road. Oh, I hate that. But emotional cheating, it's if you catch your significant other, like, texting someone else, like, every day. Doesn't need to be consistent, but every day is pretty consistent. And they go into, like, topics about their life and they vent to each other and they have feelings for one another. Like, they'll say, like, you know, they appreciate this other person, that they care about this other person, that, you know, whatever happens to this other person, like, it matters. It's, again, it's clearly having a relationship with someone else, just minus the sexual intimacy, which, like, in my opinion, is way worse. Like, that means your heart is cheating. It's be cheating on with someone else. Like, their heart is now linked with someone else's heart. And that's rough. Like, I wouldn't know how to trust anybody if I got emotionally cheated on. Like, I'd be like, I do not know, like, if they truly love me. They could love someone else. And that sucks. Why waste your time being with somebody that you don't have an emotional connection with when you have an emotional connection with someone else, obviously? If you had an emotional connection with your current partner, you would not be having an emotional deep connection with someone else like that. No way. And again, with emotional cheating comes with the whole topic of glitching out. You never know if those feelings that you're feeling are just friendship or whatever, so you kind of have to really dig deep into it to see what it is. But trust that if it was just friendship, there wouldn't be certain circumstances happening. With emotional cheating, it's very dynamic, I would call it. Very dynamic. There's the whole that they're probably telling their significant other, oh, this person texts me every day. It's annoying. Like, if they were genuinely annoyed, they would stop talking to them, right? Yeah, that's what I fucking thought. As well as, like, They could be saying like, oh, they're just my friend. Like, we don't really even hang out. They're purposely not hanging out with this person because they know that they might cheat. And, you know, if you see these habits, and if you see like your significant other like talking to somebody and you're not meeting this person, there's probably a reason to it. Because if they were just a friend, you would have already met them. I'm really calling myself out right now. I'm really calling myself out. It's fine. It's fine. But I'm not emotionally cheating, by the way. I'm not in a relationship. I'm happily single. I'm fine. But I think I'm in this situation right now. I'm not sure. But now I'm kind of figuring that out. So you know what? We're learning together. If I'm in this situation, I'll probably have to stop talking to this person. Oh, no. They're a really good friend. Whatever. Whatever. That's not my problem right now. It's not my problem, period. I'm not in the relationship. It is not my problem. I see them as a friend. They see me as someone else that's on them. That's what I mean. There's also that. You don't know what that other person's truly feeling. You know, but you can look at the text and really see. You can dive in. You'll probably see that mine are very dry messages because I'm not into it. I'm not interested. But, like, if you're a person that is in a relationship and you're suspecting emotional cheating and you read these texts, you really need to kind of have an open mind about, like, you don't know this other person. Maybe they're just, they talk differently. But at the same time, I don't believe in the whole, like, oh, this person's just flirtatious. No, they are just flirting. There's no, like, oh, they're just flirtatious. No, that's not true. That's a fucking lie. So if somebody's flirting through text or in person, they are flirting. It is not their personality. They are just flirting. They are allowing themselves to cheat. With emotional cheating, you have to be careful if you're doing it. Because you could really fuck yourself over. Because maybe you won't know where your heart really lies. Because again, like, you might be confusing feelings or you might not be ready to be with somebody else. It's a lot. And at that point, I would break up with whoever I am with. So if you've experienced something like that, I am sorry. It makes it hard to trust other people. It really, truly does. Because you're going to be sitting there like, oh, you know, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my person, my significant other, my partner, they love me. But they could be on the side texting someone else that they love them too. And a lot of times emotional cheating might not be a whole ass relationship on the side minus the sex where they're saying like, oh, I love you, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's a very obvious form of emotional cheating where they're actually engaging and saying that they love somebody and they're sexting them and sending nude photos and, you know, actually caring about one another and actually having a full-blown relationship. It could also be very underlined, as in they have a friendship, but they know it's not just a friendship, that there's more to it, that there's more feelings and more caring. They're just not ready to admit that they have feelings for each other because one of them or both of them are in relationships. You know, like, you do that in your friendships where you know that you have feelings for somebody else and you both are single and you're kind of figuring it out. Like, that happens in regular everyday friendships, and that's fine, obviously, because you both are single, you know. But if it happens in a relationship, it's kind of harder because you don't know. And you don't know. You can't really act on those feelings. You can't try because you're in a relationship. And you should not try unless you break up with the person you are with, obviously. Like, if friends are starting to feel a certain way about each other, they can 100% like figure it out. And if they obviously see that it's just friendship, they can move on. But if you have feelings for somebody in a relationship and they start having feelings for you and you don't know if it's just like you really care about each other as a friend or you care about each other as lovers, you can't figure that out until that person breaks up with somebody. Okay, you can't do that. You can't do that to yourself, and you can't do that to that person that they are with, because that would be heartbreaking. So be careful. You know, that's what I'm saying. This is probably the worst form of cheating because, I mean, obviously having a full-blown relationship with someone else is 100% the worst form. But this is like right underneath, because feelings are involved and feelings are hard to decipher and figure out and all that mumbo-jumbo bullshit. Like, if you're going to get into cheating, just sleep with someone else. Don't do this. This is heartbreaking and hard. But, you know, at the end of the day, just don't cheat. Just don't do it. If you're not feeling it with someone that you're with, just leave them. You have one life to live. What is the purpose of dragging along all these parties when they could just be living their lives and you could too. If you want to hoe around, hoe around, you know? If you want to be with that person that you're talking to, be with them. Nothing is actually stopping you except for yourself. So, you know, if you have the option to not emotionally cheat, just don't do that. Simple as that. Just don't do it. It's not fun. It really isn't. And I don't know. It's just, I don't really like talking about this one because it's, I can feel for people that go through it. I can feel for people that go through any of these, but this one's hard. And the next form of emotional cheating that I want to go into, I have two more forms. This is the one of them. Internet cheating. Internet cheating, I didn't really know what to call it at first, but I figured internet cheating works because it kind of explains it perfectly. Internet cheating is when somebody slides into your DMs and you don't reject them. I have a story about this one, and I'm not going to mention names. I'm not even going to mention genders or anything because I do not want to call these people out. Because it's not my business. I'm not going to be that person. So there's a person that I know, and I was talking to them about like a situation that I was in that involved emotional cheating. And they kind of went into their internet cheating thing where they're just like, oh, you know, that's fine. Some people just like to feel flattered by someone else. They might not tell you that they're in a relationship. That's also actually going back to emotional cheating. If you're talking to somebody and they don't tell you that they're in a relationship and you kind of have to figure it out, they are cheating on their significant other with you. Simple. That is literally the answer. But with internet cheating, you know, you could just get a random DM from somebody and you can, you know, say that you're flattered, like, thank you. And you just, good night, you leave that conversation. But if you continue to engage where you're just kind of like continuing to accept the compliments and complimenting the other person and not saying that you're in a relationship, you're cheating. It's simple as black and white. If you're engaging with wanting to get some kind of like flattery from someone else that's not your partner, it means you're not interested in your partner as much as you thought you were. You're interested in somebody else. You're interested in getting flattery from some other place. It is simple as black and white. You are cheating. And I'll go into more after this little break. And also, I have to go to work. So for me, it's going to be an 8-hour break. For you, it's going to be a few seconds. Hello. I know you're back from your few second break. Well, I'm back from my 8-hour, well, not really break. I was working really hard. It was really busy at my job today. It's the weekend, so it makes sense. I forgot it's Saturday. But let's continue on with the conversation that we were having. So we went over cheating as in during like having sex with someone else that's not your partner. We talked about emotional cheating, which is really a lot. And I started talking about the internet cheating. So I know I went into depth with the internet cheating, but I want to go a little bit further in with a better explanation. And then we're going to move on to the last or second to last form of cheating. We'll see how I feel about it. But internet cheating, basically, like I said, it's like if somebody hits on you, like through a DM, and you continue the conversation without letting them know that you're with somebody. And I was talking about a person that I know that did that. And I want to finish that story. So this person basically, I wanted to talk about my emotional cheating experience, and I wanted to see, because I trust this person. I've known this person for very many years, and I feel like they're a good person to talk to about life shit. I don't get to see them very often because they live far away from me, but when we do end up seeing each other, it's like we never separated. That's how close we are. We are really good friends. But, you know, now when I realize that this person is cheating on their significant other, I'm not a huge fan of them. But continuing on, I asked them about, like, my emotional cheating experience. If it was emotional cheating, like, what does it mean? And they agreed it was. Which I will set that example actually after this, because I feel like it would be beneficial to the conversation. So this person gave an example to me of how it is okay to emotionally cheat because it doesn't really mean anything. And I was like, what do you mean it doesn't mean anything? It 100% means something. But they went into depth and they said they got a DM from somebody on the internet saying that they're cute or whatever. And they continued the conversation. They, instead of saying, oh, thank you, I'm flattered, have a good night, and then leaving it at that, or saying, thank you, I'm flattered, have a good night, and if that person, like, responded with another flirt, they could have just said, you know, I'm married, you know, I appreciate the flattery, but I am married, so I'm gonna cut off the conversation. They did not do that. They continued the conversation for a good few days, and at that moment, I'm pretty sure that they were still talking to this person when I was talking to this person. And I can tell you that it's been at least maybe a few weeks of this person talking to this person, that it's a little confusing now, but, like, that they got DM'd by. Because when we were talking, I'm like, you know what, we haven't talked in a really long time, and you're saying that you continue the conversation and you're still talking to this person, so I'm believing that it's been a while. But, you know, I kind of wanted to be an instigator and get more from this person because I wanted to really know what they meant. And I wanted to see if this was actually cheating. Like, I want to see if maybe they're just being friendly or if they were instinctively cheating on their partner. So I was like, you know what? Yeah, that's fine if you kind of continue to flirt and gather that flattery, because it's nice to feel flattered, because it is. I'm not lying about that. And this person just like, yeah, I mean, even though you're married, you kind of want to know if you're still eligible for the market. And in that moment, I was like, no, not really. Like, in my head, I was like, no. Even though I was tipsy at the moment, my brain was still working. And I was like, no. When I'm with somebody, I don't want to know if I'm still attractive to everybody else in the world. I don't need to have anybody else. Like, I have my partner. So that kind of doesn't make sense, especially if you're married to somebody that you see as your soulmate or, you know, whatever. Like, you kind of don't need to know if you're still attractive to the public because you're not planning on being with anybody else but the person that you're with. So what does it matter if you're still good for the other singles out there? It shouldn't matter. You know, like, unless you do plan on breaking up with who you're with, then it does matter because you want to know if you're still going to get somebody. So in that moment, I was like, you done fucked up, you know, because I'm best friends with your partner too. I'm really close to both of them, but I'm closer to the one that was cheated on. I mean, actually, not necessarily true. I'm really close to both of them, but, like, at this moment, I'm closer to the person that they cheated on. But in that moment, I was close to both of them equally because I love both of them with all my heart. They're amazing people. But not anymore. Not one of them. One of them is not the most amazing person in the world anymore. And they are not good at all. So continuing on, as I was getting more info from this person, I was like, you know what? Yeah, getting flattery is nice, even though you're married. LOL. Because you do want to know if you're still good for the market. I really was instigating at this point. I wanted to know more. And they went on and they're just like, yeah, you know, I just talked to them and it feels nice that I'm still attractive or whatever. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, as long as you eventually tell them that you're married, I think it's okay. And this person was like, yeah, I mean, eventually I tell them that I'm married. So at that point, I knew they did not tell that person that they DM'd that they are married. And it's been a while that they've been talking. So I'm just like, oh, this is cheating. There is no other explanation. That is cheating. If you want people to know that you're married, you tell them. You do not continue having a conversation. If you want people to know that you're in a relationship, that you are happy in this relationship, and you do not want anyone else, you speak on it. You do not let people hit on you. Like, I mean, you let it happen, but you're kind of just like, you know, thanks, but, you know, no thanks. I am with somebody. You know, I appreciate the compliments, whatever, but, like, I am happy with someone. I'm not going to leave them for you. You know, I appreciate it, but no thanks. You know what I'm saying? But this person was just like, no, I appreciate it, and I want more, because fuck that. Like, if you're not getting enough appreciation from your significant other, you need to talk about that with them. Simple as that. Everybody has their own needs, and you need your needs to be met. And I'm sure your significant other will understand. But if you're actively seeking for other people's attention, even though your significant other is giving you attention, then that's on you, kid. Like, you're being an asshole and you're cheating, and that means you do not love your significant other as much as you thought you did. So you need to work on that, and don't let that kind of stuff affect you. You know, don't let wanting the flattery get to your head so much. Like, that's crazy. When I was in a relationship, I didn't want flattery from anybody else but my partner, because it didn't matter. Was it nice? Sure, of course it was. But I automatically was just like, you know, thank you. I appreciate it. And if they continued, I was like, yeah, I have someone, you know, I'm sorry. I don't need to continue this conversation. So anyway, I finished that conversation with this person, and I talked to my brother about it. And my brother was like, no, that's cheating. And I fully agree. That's my research, my brother, who's happily married. And his wife, my sister-in-law, I talked to her as well. And she's like, yeah, that is cheating. So internet cheating. Is it a form of cheating? Yes, because you are accepting DMs, flirtatious DMs from someone else, and basically lying to them, saying that you're not with anybody. But, you know, you could contradict me and said, well, I never told them that I was with somebody, and I never told them that I was not with somebody. I just never told them anything. That's still cheating. You're just on a gray line, and you think that you're safe. You are not safe on the gray line. The gray line is not safety. I said the same thing twice, just differently. Just wanted to make it clear to all the folks out there, it is not safe. You are still cheating. And I will still tell you that is cheating. So leaving the internet cheating behind, we move on to the next form of cheating, which is having a full-blown relationship with someone else. This is obviously the number one worst form of cheating. This is like a countdown. What are the top four ways of cheating, and which one is the worst? But number one, the number one spot out there is having a full-blown relationship with someone else entirely and not talking about it. I wasn't going to talk about this one. I didn't even think about this one because, to be quite honest, this one is just a very obvious form of cheating, and I don't think it happens very often because it's very time consuming. I don't see it happen very often except for like in movies and TV and like the shitty Polish like telenovela type shit. Like it's not even telenovela. They like hire like basically anyone off the street and they'll just act in a TV show, and it's the worst acting ever because they're not actually actors. I love those shows. They're so dramatic and stupid. But that is where I see these kind of things. I don't see like people having full-blown relationships with other people very often, but that's just me. I'm sure it 100% happens. 100% of the time, it is a thing that happens. But like, I mean, I know that there's people out there that have like whole ass families that they don't tell their significant other about. And again, I just don't think it's very common because it's a lot of work. And I just don't see people being, able to work that hard. You know what I'm saying? But like, at the same time, I beg to differ. I guess it could be a huge possible situation. I just don't see it very often, and it just might not come in my way, but it is a thing. But again, that's why I didn't really want to talk about it, because I'm like, does this really happen that often? But I know that it can possibly happen. Just my dad wasn't able to pull it off because he is too lazy. That's the one thing. Thank God, at least I didn't have a secret half sibling somewhere else. The fuck. But anyway, actually, I was watching Big Mouth last night, and Jay Bilzerian like has a bunch of half brothers, but his dad doesn't like actually have other families. He just pops babies. So that's what I mean. Like, the chances are like the dude or the guy is just gonna, well, maybe not the girl, but like I meant to say the dude or the girl, but maybe not the girl because she actually has to give birth. But most of the time, the dudes, if they're cheating, they're just sleeping around. They don't even know that they have kids. You know what I'm saying? The girl will definitely know. She gives birth to it. But the dude, not so much. But anyway, moving on. this last form of cheating, having a full-blown relationship or family with someone else entirely, is the worst, because what the fuck? What is the purpose? Like, and also, why waste everyone's time at that point? You know, the whole ass family. You know, you're fucking up those kids, you know, not only of the wife, but the kids or the girlfriend, you know? You're fucking up everybody at that point, and you're putting a lot of effort in your life to feel like you're loved and getting enough attention. Like, you have enough attention, you know? You can be with somebody that you actually care for and have a family with them and not cheat and ruin the family that you currently have, you know? Like, I don't know about this situation because I don't have any experience in it. Hashtag, I've only seen it in movies or TV shows that are shitty, but, like, I don't see the reason of doing that. Like, what, you want to have two full-ass families? Like, that doesn't make sense. You know how much effort that is? Like, let's look at this logically. Like, effort-wise, you know, you're going to have barely any sleep, any time to do anything. I mean, I'm sure you guys figure it out, but, like, why should you figure it out when you could just have one family? You know what I'm saying? And not hurt each other's feelings. Or if you want to be in a polygamy, you know, you have a whole-ass family. Fuck it, but just ask if they're okay with it, you know? Simple. You could just ask questions. Or, you know, become Mormon, which is a cult. I don't suggest it. But, you know, if you really want to have all these fucking kids and all these fucking wives, there's your fucking answer. You know what I'm saying? If you're a woman that wants to do this, by all means, go ahead. No one's here to judge you. But, you know, if you're doing this willingly, but you know you're cheating, don't do that. Simple as that. If you're not interested in the family that you are with, you drop them. You're like, hey, wife, I'm going to divorce you because I want to make a family with someone else entirely. It sounds like a terrible thing to say to someone, but it's better than saying, hey, I have a whole ass family in Nebraska. Just letting you know. And I married them first, and you are my second family over here in Florida, and I plan on having a third family in Minnesota. You know, like, don't do that. Like, that effort they have to put in to do that. And again, it's not realistic. I just don't think it happens very often, but when it does, it's just fucked up, and we don't need to go into that because that is far-fetched. But we can go into having a relationship with somebody else because that's just more possible. It's easier. I feel like it's less stressful than having a family. But again, I don't think it happens very often because sometimes when you're like cheating, you're really looking for like one thing or another. And one thing or another is sex or feelings. You don't really look for both in the same place. But when you do look for both in the same place, chances are you're probably polygamous and you're just not ready to come out. Or, you know, you're just a fucking asshole and you want to waste people's times. I've been saying that a lot in this episode, but it's just the basic answer to that one. If you plan on having, like, a full-blown relationship with someone else, I mean, why? Like, you could ask if, again, you could just ask, do you want to be in a relationship with my current girlfriend or boyfriend or partner? Or, like, just leave the partner that you're with, because obviously if you were interested and love the partner that you're with, you wouldn't be cheating on them with somebody else entirely and having a whole ass relationship with somebody else, like going to two separate birthdays, two separate Christmases, like two. It's like being in a divorce. It's literally being in a divorce. Like, what is the purpose of that? Like, you're obviously not in a divorce because you're just cheating. You know, you're not going to your mommy or your daddy. You're going to your girlfriend number one and girlfriend number two. Or boyfriend number one, boyfriend number two, partner number one, partner number two. We all know what I mean. And that's just fucking exhausting. You know, I can't imagine doing that, but I'm sure it happens. Again, with the whole family situation, I am sure it happens. It just sounds exhausting to me. That's why I don't believe it's a real thing, but I know it is. It's just not very common in my life. But, you know, again, it could be very common. I just don't see it. But at the end of the day, this whole, like, cheating conversation, the answer to this is what I normally say to a lot of things of, you know, people really sucking. Just don't be a dick. It's a very logical quote. Like, I feel like it's a very logical way to live your life is just to not be a dick. You know, it's not hard to not be a dick. If you think that what you're doing, if somebody else did it to you, would be a dick move, chances are it probably is a dick move and you shouldn't do it. You know, why be a dick when you could just have a good life, you know? So if you plan on cheating, if you plan on it, if you're thinking about it, simply break up with who you are with. If you end up with no one, that's on you, kid, okay? but at least you're not wasting somebody else's time and your own. If you're afraid to be by yourself and that's why you would rather cheat, because what if the person that you want to be with, like, doesn't feel the same way, even though you sleep together once and they just saw you as a sleeping partner and not an actual partner, like, and you're afraid to be alone, go to therapy. That's the answer to that one. Therapy will help you, because obviously you don't know how to be alone, and that is something that you need to work on, because you should be okay with being alone. You are your own person. You die alone. You get born kind of alone out of your mom's uterus, and you die alone. Like, you will be alone. So you got to be okay with it. That sounds so terrifying, me saying that. Oh my God. But I know how to be alone. I'm okay with being alone, okay? My anxiety is bad today, though. But I'm okay with being alone. So you need to learn how to be okay being alone, because if you're not, you're just going to be wasting a lot of people's time. And that's just unfair. And, you know, that's just the nicest way of putting it. It's simply unfair. Why are you going to waste people's time? Why are you going to waste your own time? It's better to be alone than to be with somebody you don't even want to be with, because you're going to end up hurting their feelings even more and fucking up yourself too, because you're going to be like, man, I don't trust anybody because of my ex. Like, they didn't really love me and I had to cheat on them. Like, you know, nobody has to cheat on anybody. That is a choice that you make willingly. Okay. Learn to be alone. Learn to be okay with being alone and find somebody that you can actually be with. And if you're somebody that you don't want to be with anyone romantically, that's fine. You can hoe around. Whatever makes you happy, whatever floats your boat. But wasting your time and wasting somebody else's time is not worth it, you know? So, again, if you plan on cheating, just don't cheat and break up with the person you're with. Or ask to take a break even, you know? Maybe you have to figure out that glitch in the system of your brain and see if what you're aiming for is actually a thing you're aiming for. And if it ends up being a fluke, you can just go back to your partner, you know, because everybody has flukes and glitches, especially if you're with somebody for a long time or if you have commitment issues and all that jazz. Like, you're trying to figure yourself out, and maybe you do truly, genuinely love the person you're with, but you just haven't figured it out yet. So you're entitled to take a break or even break up for a little bit, and you can always get back together. There's nothing stopping you. But just don't hurt them, you know, just stop. And if you are somebody that has been cheated on, I know it's easy for me to tell you to just don't let it define you, but it's going to be there in the back of your head in any form of these cheatings. It's going to fuck you up. And I would say probably the person that cheats on you by sleeping with somebody else, it's going to be the least amount of fucking up in that brain of yours, but it's still going to be there. And you're going to have trust issues. You're going to have a hard time. But again, therapy will help you with that. But also, you might not even need therapy, but if you do, there's no hard feelings about that. It's no judgments. Absolutely use therapy, because it's there to help you. It's not there to hurt you. But you can also just move on, and some people are stronger than others, and that is not saying that people who have to go to therapy are weak. They are still strong, because they're strong enough to admit that they need to go to therapy and actually get help. The weak ones are the ones that are like, I don't need therapy, and they just push through it. Like, you're not fixing yourself. You're kind of not, I'm talking to myself. I am fucking myself by not going to therapy. But anyway, sometimes you don't need therapy. Sometimes you can separate the cheating from the person, like from the gender or the dating world or whatever. You can separate that, like, and that's good. But some people can't. But if you can, then by all means, you're able to kind of move on and date and be able to trust the next person. Because it is scary to put your trust in somebody else after you've been kind of burned like that. But you have to remember, you got to separate the person from the state. The next person might not be anything like the person that you were with. Okay? They're an ex for a reason. And the next person is a new person. They have no experience with what the ex did. Because chances are you'll find somebody that's completely different and they won't cheat on you. And if they do, they might cheat differently. But, you know, I know that's not a good side of looking at this, but, like, it's just the reality. We all learn in our lives, and love is a hard thing to learn. So just put your hope out there for love. There's no reason to back down from it, even if you were cheated on. Just have it as an experience in the back pocket of your pants and have it there, because you might need that knowledge. Because if you do see the same symptoms in your current person. You just break up with them before anything really happens. You're just like, hey, I know what's happening. We're done. And you move on to the next. Like they say, there's a lot of fish in the sea, because there truly is. You don't need to just look in one place where you live. You can look anywhere else. And the thing is, you can't look for love. It will find you. Because the moment you start looking is the moment everybody backs the fuck away. I know it's hard to even accept that kind of logic. I mean, I've been single for like a year, and it's hard for me to accept that kind of logic, because I got to the point where I'm just like, man, I kind of miss having somebody. But at the same time, I don't want to put myself in a relationship that I probably am not ready for, because to be honest, I'm probably not. But there are endless fish in the sea. I mean, the sea is barely discovered as it is by scientists, but you know, I know it's a, that's not the real answer, but you have time and you can always find yourself. And chances are, when you're finding yourself, the person that you're supposed to be with is just going to find you, or you're going to find them while they're trying to find themselves. You never know. But don't drop hope because of somebody cheating on you, because that's on them. They're insecure. They've got their shit fucking askewed, and that's not your problem anymore because you left them because you're smart enough. Or they dumped you because they were nice. Dumping you is a nice thing, trust me. So I believe those are the only forms of cheating that I know of, and they're all shitty. Oh, right, I wanted to go into the emotional cheating that I was part of. So I'm not giving a timeline on this one, only because somebody would figure it out, because I don't trust my listeners. Sorry, I don't trust my listeners, because the last podcast that I had some drama come out of it, even though I had no drama meant for it. Like, I'm just trying to talk about my life. But anyway, so the only emotional cheating that I've been a part of was when I met this guy, and I thought he was so cute. Okay. I fell for his eyes. They were like this amazing color. I was like so shocked. Okay. So I didn't know his status. I didn't know anything about him that I wanted to get to know him. Okay. It was after like I broke up with a boyfriend, and, it was time for me to move on. I was like, I'm ready to jump into the wagon of dating. So at a certain point in time, I started talking to this guy, and we were talking virtually, so through like messages and stuff like that. I did obviously meet this guy in person. I'm not telling you where or how, but you know, we've spoken a few times before we started messaging each other. We weren't able to really see each other because we weren't working in the same job anymore. And I didn't know what his life was. So, you know, I'm not going to be like, let's hang out and stuff. I wanted to get to know him. So we started texting and stuff, and it was really friendly. And like, I didn't get anything off of him until a little bit later, like maybe 2 months into messaging each other. It started to feel different. It started to feel a little bit more loaded and a little bit more connected, which is, I mean, you're texting somebody every day. You're bound to feel connected to them. So I continued to text this guy, and it got to the point where I thought I had diminished my feelings for him, because I was like, you know what? He's not what I thought he was, and that's okay, but I still think we can be friends because I think he's cool. So I don't know. It still started to feel loaded and stuff. Eventually, like a few months into us talking, I got out of him that he had a girlfriend. And he didn't tell me. And that's how I'm telling you that's emotional cheating. Because if he wanted me to know, he would have made sure I knew. But he did not make sure I knew. I figured it out myself. I pulled it out of him, basically. And after that, he still was kind of flirty, and it's not like the flirty that you think. It's not. It's not very obvious, but sometimes the stuff that we say to each other is not what you say to your friends, is what I'm saying. So, or stuff that we said to each other, sorry, past tense, not present tense. It's not present at all. I don't talk to this guy anymore for that reason, because it's emotional cheating and I did not want any part of it. Like, it's not my problem because it's his problem with his relationship, but I really don't want this girl to figure it out that it was me, and I don't want her to hate me for the rest of eternity because I wasn't trying to sleep with him when I found out that he had a girlfriend. Before I found out, yeah, I was trying to sleep with this guy. He was very attractive, but like, not like that. I still definitely just wanted to be his friend, you know, I wanted to get to know him and stuff, but after I found out he had a girlfriend, absolutely not. I was like, this is just a friendship, that's it. But truth be told, it was still very loaded. Like, it was still like we were so connected, like a soul connection. But realistically, knowing him as a person, I don't think I could have dated him. But yeah, it was a lot, and I had invested a lot of feelings into this person, and I could tell he invested a lot of feelings for me, and he had a girlfriend. Like, he had a whole ass girlfriend at home, and he would text me daily, not consistently, but, you know, it was daily. I'd get texts every day, and, you know, like, if you don't care about somebody, you're not going to text them. You're not going to talk to them the way that you did. So it hurt a lot to not be his friend, because I would talk to him every day, you know. We would talk about a lot of shit, and he understood me and I understood him. And, you know, part of me was scared because my ex made me think that we understood each other, but he was lying to me. But I'm like, the chances of another fucking sociopath in my life, probably high, who knows, but I doubt it. I couldn't let myself go too deep with this dude, so, you know, you gotta cut it off. So I did, but that was hard for me. That's what I'm saying, emotional cheating, probably one of the worst forms, because all the parties are affected in a different way. If we were just sleeping around, like, okay, I wouldn't have a fuck buddy. It's fine. But, like, having somebody to vent to and to, like, get appreciation from and to feel like you have somebody that understands you, and to lose that, that shit's hard, okay? It's just thinking about it makes me fucking upset. But, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Don't fucking cheat when you don't have to. You know, you're ruining people's lives. I didn't need to waste my time thinking about this guy for so many months. I feel so sad for past me, lol. But yeah. You want to cheat? Leave. Just leave. Just leave. Do not put this person in that place. Anyway. If you want to put in some kind of suggestion for another topic to talk about, feel free to leave a voice note, because I know you could leave a voice note on this thing. So you could ask a question or whatever. I will answer it on the next episode. And I will be uploading regularly from now on. I just needed a little break to figure out my shit. But we're back live. Every Wednesday is going to be a new episode about why people really fucking suck. I can't sing. I know. I'm sorry, but I had to say it like that. So, since this is going on live on Wednesday, I hope you have a good rest of your week. I hope your Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is phenomenal. But for me, today is Saturday. I plan on going home and chilling. I'm going to try to text somebody and see if we'll go out. Though I do have work tomorrow at 9 a.m., so probably not a good idea, but we'll see what happens. Maybe I can go out tomorrow then. I could see if they want to go out tomorrow. Me trying to figure out my plans through a podcast. Anyway, I will talk to you guys later. And again, if you have any suggestions, questions, comments, concerns, feel free to send in a voice note and I will listen to it and I will play it on the next episode and we will talk about it. I do not know what the next episode topic will be, but we will find out together on Wednesday. Bye.